Kids, Kathleen Mashana, hosting another episode of the Blind Techie Geeks Beats Kids Edition podcast. It's story time, listeners. Today's book is called Night Owl by Christopher Denise. Enjoy. Since the day he hatched, Owl had one wish. To be a knight. Every morning before he drifted off to sleep, he imagined himself as a real knight. He would be brave, he would be clever, and he would have many friends. It was just a dream until one day. Knights began disappearing from the castle. Oh no, listeners. So Owl appeared to night school, and to everyone's surprise, he was accepted. Owl was an excellent student, but he had a tough time with words. Even the smallest shield was a problem, and he had a habit of nodding off during the day. Night school was hard, but Owl worked and worked. He graduated with honors, as all the knights do. Owl was assigned to the night watch. He was very good at his job. The other knights usually fall asleep during the long night watch, but Owl didn't mind. All alone on the castle wall, he finally felt like a real knight. Until late one evening, it was very dark and very, very quiet when Owl heard a strange sound. It sounded like a huge bird flapping its wings. He heard the sound again. "Who are you?" said a deep voice. "I am a hungry dragon," said the dragon. Owl was very afraid, but because he was now a real knight, and knights are brave, he puffed out his feathers and said, "I am Owl, and I am a knight of the Night Watch." "You don't look like a knight," said the dragon. "You look like a midnight snack." Owl's feathers trembled. But because he was a real knight, and knights are clever, he said, "You don't want me. I am too small, hardly even a mouthful." "A mouthful is fine," snapped the dragon. "I am all feathers and fluffy," said Owl. "A great dragon like you needs something more tastier and fulfilling." "How about a pizza instead?" It turned out that the dragon loved pizza. They talked about how each of them had hatched out of eggs, how much they loved the knights, and how flying was hard to explain to someone who had never done it before. They really had a lot in common. The following week, not a single night disappeared, or the week after that, and every night, Owl patrolled the castle. It was very dark and very quiet, but Owl didn't mind because he was brave, he was clever. And he had many friends. The end. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Ask a grown-up to click the subscribe button so that way you won't miss any new episodes. Listen to Blind Tacky Geek Speaks Kids Edition wherever you get your podcasts. Bye for now.